The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
Yes, yes, put on your crash helmet. We are heading into the danger zone. With David Trainer, he is the president of New Constructs. If you want more information on the firm, you can either follow them on Twitter at New Constructs, or you can go to newconstructs.com, or you could do both. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be with you, Chuck.
David joins us on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower knows that even great personal finance information can leave you overloaded, unable to figure out how the experts' best ideas really apply. To start determining the best ideas for your situation, go to HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, David, who's in the danger zone today?
The utility sector.
Danger, danger!
The utility sector. We've got a whole bunch of folks who listen to this show who love utility stocks. Big dividend paying, fat, easy, not a problem. The last thing they think is that the utility sector is a place that is dangerous. And that may mean that they're ignoring things like Enron from the past, which was by most people considered an energy stock, or it may mean that you're onto something. So tell us why energy stocks now.
Well, the utility stocks in general, right? So as to be distinguished from the energy sector, but utilities in general, I find that there's not a good ETF, there's not a good mutual fund, and there's almost no good stocks in the sector. Out of all 87 utility stocks, and we focus on the U.S. utilities, only one of them gets an attractive rating for me, whereas over 50% are dangerous or worse rated. And I think that this is a function of a couple things. Number one, the quality of the earnings and utilities, never very strong, right? It's a regulated industry. There's a cap to how profitable they can be. If they get above that level of profitability, they have to lower rates. So they can never be that profitable. And so they don't really have what I would consider to be high returns on capital, like for the companies I like.
Mm-hmm.
And then the valuations have gotten extended as everyone and their brother has been chasing dividend yield.
Well, that, of course, is the problem, is that that's the reason why so many folks are going to be disappointed to hear that utility stocks are there. How overblown are the valuations? I mean, is there a point where they must come crashing back to earth? Or is this one of those cases where, as we talk about all the time, the market can remain insane longer than you can remain solvent? Well, in this case, if you know that interest rates aren't going up till, say, the end of 2014, if we believe the Fed, and maybe later, don't you think that valuations will artificially be held up for a long stretch of time?
They can be, right? I mean, it's hard to predict when any kind of bubble is going to break. I think on a risk-adjusted basis, when you're thinking about risk-reward, as every investor should, however, utility stocks are way too expensive, and when the dividend fad ends, or when people wake up to the fact that the dividend is still smaller than my downside risk, in which case you still lose money, right? If you got a 5% dividend yielding stock and it goes down 10%, you're still down 5%, right?
Absolutely.
And so I think once people realize that this is a fad and it's more of a game of musical chairs and whoever, you know, when the music stops, you want to make sure you have a seat. When that happens, they'll come crashing down. And I can't exactly predict when that will be, but I do feel like investors are better served doing more diligence, not just buying things because they're a utility or because they see a nice dividend yield. You got to make sure that it's a solid investment first and foremost.
Okay, let's take this out of the context of buying something, and let's put it into the context of somebody who maybe has been a long-time utility investor. So I think about, say, my own mother, who has a couple of utility stocks that she's owned because she liked their yield a decade ago. And she's just been riding that yield happily and truthfully, the yield is still whatever it was, you know, it was probably 6 or 7% when she bought in 10, 15 years ago. So functionally, that's still her yield. I mean, I get it that things have changed, but that's still what she's been doing. She bought it all those years ago to collect 6%. She's got the same payout that she's got now on that initial money. Should somebody like that be worrying about utilities here? Because they didn't really worry about, hey, look at how much I made while the valuations got inflated. Should they be worrying that they need to get out now because there's going to be that much of a crunch?
I think that's exactly right. I mean, you've ridden a wave, an artificial wave of interest based on one factor, primarily one factor, which is dividend yield. And dividend yield alone is not the basis on which someone should make a sound investment decision. As I said before, just because it's gone up in the past doesn't mean it's going to go up in the future. And just because it has a good dividend doesn't mean it's a good company and a good stock. And so, yeah, I mean, it's great to know that your mother's done great with this stock over time, but that doesn't mean it's going to continue into the future. And I think you have to make decisions today based on what you know today, not necessarily what's happened in the past. And today, the utility stocks have low quality of earnings. The valuations are extended, and it's been a good ride. Maybe that means it is time to get off, not necessarily that it's going to continue into the future.
Interesting. And again, the issue here really is more that one of total return that people have to look at rather than you're expecting dividend stocks to somehow have to cut their dividends. It's not one of those cases where you're looking at things going, they can't maintain their dividends. It's more just they can't maintain their valuations.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And again, even if it's, you know, if the dividend yield is not higher than your capital risk, then, you know, it's a bad proposition all the way around because you're not going to be making any money. You're still going to be losing money because the value of the stock is going to go down more than the dividend yield.
Well, that would be why utility stocks are in the danger zone, according to David Trainer. David, of course, is the president of New Constructs. For more information, it's newconstructs.com, on Twitter, at New Constructs. And I love their research. You should check it out. David Trainer, thanks so much for joining me on Money Life. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you very much, Chuck. I look forward to it.
There is much more of Money Life yet to go today. Up next, it is the Money Life Market Call. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.